Cool pause. Okay, it's Dr. Denise. I just had to say cool pause. That is the topic of this podcast this week. I started out 2024 with this vision of what I was going to do and how I was going to execute. And I'm so excited for some new video content. And as I was starting to meet these exceptional guests and people, I got some opportunities that came my way. And instead of just kind of being in that frenetic mode, I literally walked the walk of vetting opportunities, really looking at my family values. So I feel like if you're in any situation right now, whether it's in your job, your work, a decision with which classes to take, a decision for your family, I wanted to model that when we have opportunities, or maybe we have a lot going on, to really figure out what your own cool pause is. And cool pause can be mindful awareness. It can be how do we manage our own, stress or lots of stuff coming at us. And so I just wanted to let you know that I am super, super inspired and grateful to stay on this path and vision that's in motion for now 436 shows. Thank you very much for all the listeners of helping to change the way we think, talk, and act about mental health. But as we know, people are still suffering. And so my cool pause right now is with different media opportunities that are coming to me and with the integrity of how I want to lead my own life. It's very important for me as a single mom that I'm present for my child. I love doing the pickups, the drop-offs. You never know when they need you. Your kids might knock on the door. And so one of the things I know for sure in this moment of now is I need to keep any activity I do, any patient load that I have, if I have a busy patient day or something I do for my son, that whatever I do in the media world needs to complement my family values. So for me, that does not mean that I'm able to right now jet set around the world. When I do, which will be happening soon, having activities, I want them to be local. There's going to be some online content, but I'm just in this cool pause phase of creativity. We have different things I'm creating that will be helpful. I want to set up an infrastructure that makes sense. I'm so appreciative of all the listeners, but I'm trying to figure out how do I get the kind of video content and ideas and an infrastructure that's going to really help people. And I'm so thankful for anyone that's listening to this and has been listening to the Dr. Denise show. But the way I want to do this is in a different way. I think some of the old earth ways aren't working. They're failing. And so thank you for being patient on this journey with me. And listening to the different guests and helping to still inspire me to give you guys great content. So I just want to go a little bit deeper since the title of the show is Cool Pause. So in order to take your own cool pause, you have to really figure out how to stay grounded in this moment of now. And we all have such different sensory perceptions. Some of us really thrive as extroverts. Some of us are introverts. Some of us are a combination. And so how do we get in the moment of now? Does that look like turning off all your electronics, taking a little nap? Does it look like doing a moving meditation? How do you get yourself to be able to slow down even in the midst of your own chaos to take a cool pause? So for me, the cool pause, if you've been paying attention, usually happens when I'm out in nature, when I'm swimming, but it also happens throughout my day. We can take times throughout our day to hit reset, and we can have phrases that we tell ourselves that are our own mantra. A couple of my top favorite things I like to say is the only moment I have is right now. I'll say that one more time. The only moment I have is right now. That immediately resets you to, we can't change the past. We can't be in the future. We can only be here now. Big one for me. The other thing I tell myself, if it feels like there's so many stressful things happening, I tell myself, you are so fortunate to have food, shelter, and a sense of purpose. Food, shelter, clothing, and a sense of purpose. So gratitudes for everything you do have. And then to really help make great decisions, I like to, throughout the day, kind of stage things. I look at my day, you know, what's my morning routine looking like with my son? Did I provide a good meal? Was I kind to him? So I kind of divide parts of the day into like their own scenes or stages, like as if in a movie. And then I make sure I take rest breaks in my day. And so the cool pause for me is I want to take a cool pause in doing some shorter shows, some shorter audio shows, while I'm strategizing how I want to really kind of go for it with more video content, whether it's on YouTube or in other venues that I'm going to be doing. So I just wanted to say, I am grateful that I know to do this. I think 10 to 15 years ago, sometimes I would have just been like a little bit of a bulldozer and just kept going. And it's not easy for my unique neurostyle. I'm very like, you do this, you do that, boom, boom, boom. But the new me, which also it really does speak to mental health awareness, reduce stress, is if we want to have healthy thoughts, healthy ideas, great decisions, joy, inner peace, we have to know how to pace ourselves. So the whole idea of a cool pause is figure out how in the midst of your own day, whether it's making a decision in the moment of now, whether it's a bigger life decision, we are able to take that cool pause. And other things I want to say, in order to do this, I think we have to have balance. We have to know what our own fitness routine is, nutrition, holistic health. We also have to know how much socializing we need or don't need. And for me, I've told some friends that I really need to socialize more one-on-one right now because I'm in such a creative space. I need to hold sacredness for that. So I am so grateful for all of you. And I know we've got May coming up, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I'm still thinking of the different guests I want to have. And I'm so appreciative of all of you. Make sure you have your own unique way of hitting reset, staying balanced, have these different tools in the toolbox to have your own cool pause. Okay, everyone, thank you for tuning in. Have a continued wonderful spring, and thank you again. And if you want and you like the show, write a review. Okay, thank you. Be back soon.